This is Dr. Mejia, the GM for the patient Patricia Macias, medical records 162119, that was 625-1961, referring physician, self-procedure performed EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure July 19, 2024. Indications, dysphagia occurred, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, candida esophagitis, number 2, external compression noted in the distal esophagus at 31 centimeters from the incisors, period. I was unable to pass this nomoscope beyond that area. A pediatric EGD scope was introduced into the mouth and then subsequently passed through the esophagus into the stomach, period. Operative procedure, after infunction was obtained, patient was put in the left labricubitus position, periscope was introduced into the mouth, regular scope was EGD scope was introduced into the mouth, and ran to the oropharynx, esophagus, up to 31 centimeters from the incisor spheres. I'm unable to pass the scope beyond that area, period, due to external compression noted, period. A pediatric colonoscope was then introduced into the mouth and ran to the oropharynx, esophagus, passed into the stomach, into the second portion of the duodenum without complications. Sphere examination performed upon withdrawal period. Oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitored under procedure period. Retroflexion performed the fundus per paragraph. Findings, oropharynx papilloma, per paragraph esophagus. There is multiple areas of white exudate throughout the esophagus. Biopsy is taken from distal and proximal esophagus. This is most likely consistent with candida esophagitis, per paragraph. At 31 centimeters from the incisors, there is an external compression noted, period. I was unable to pass the normal EGD scope beyond that, but a pediatric colonoscope was passed through. GE junction appeared normal, period. No signs of abnormal mucosa or stricture noted, period. Stomach appeared normal, period. Paragraph duodenum D1, D2 appeared normal, period. Paragraph recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, on thyroid inflammations. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, patient will be started on diflucan for treatment of candida esophagitis. Next number, patient will need a CT scan of the chest with contrast to evaluate for external compression of the esophagus, period. Patient needs to follow up in GE office in 3 to 4 weeks.